Choosing the right college course can be one of the biggest decisions a young person makes, but with hundreds of options available, many students can feel overwhelmed. Course Compass is a new Irish AI-powered platform designed to help secondary school students make more informed choices by looking at their interests, strengths, personality, and career aspirations. Joining me is the founder of Course Compass, Stephen McKeown, who's aiming to make personalised career guidance more accessible for students, families, and schools across Ireland. Stephen, welcome to our Radio's group chat. First of all, tell me about Course Compass. What does it entail?
So you can take Course Compass as like we're like the study clicks of career guidance. We're a career guidance platform for schools and students, which allow guidance counsellors help as much students as they can deal with the hard choices throughout secondary school. And also we obviously help the students make tough decisions throughout secondary school, like picking their leaving cert subjects, like making accommodation decisions, like seeing if they're eligible for Susie here or there. And of course, our main three are seeing what apprenticeships are, or PLCs or college courses that they might be interested in after they graduate from secondary school.
How exactly does it work then in comparison to like even other tools that people might use when they're looking to research college courses or what grants might be available and things like that?
So in terms of college courses or apprenticeships or PLCs, we offer psychometric testing online, which students go on, they answer loads of questions. And so our assessments range from about, they take 20 minutes for the PLC and the apprenticeship, and it could take up to 50 minutes for the Course Compass is our course test, which gives you college course recommendations. So it's psychometric testing. It's made by guidance counsellors. So you answer loads of questions, and then everything that you kind of put in, it goes through like your interests, your preferences, your values, stuff like that. And then it's analysed, and you get given college courses then directly tailored to you. And we kind of aim to give around 12 to 15 recommendations of college courses. And you can kind of like, say, if you don't want to go to Trinity, say, if you don't want to go to UCD, you pick the colleges and universities that you want to go to. And it only gives you college course recommendations from these.
So it can be tailored to your own kind of preferences.
Exactly. Every single student answers are directly tailored towards them. And I don't think I've come across a situation where no two answers have ever been the same.
Of course, it is powered by AI as well. And like, there are plenty of AI chatbots out there now that students could ask for career advice. What makes Course Compass different from simply asking ChatGPT or another AI tool what course they should study?
So I suppose with ourselves, we have a testing metric. So it's used by guidance counsellors all across Ireland and the world. It's tailored questions. So it's like a simple 1, 2, 3 ABC kind of situation where you're asked this question, the AI learns about you. You ask this question, the AI learns more about you. And you're kind of just straight through process of exactly what the AI needs to figure out as much as possible from you. And I do not think if you went into ChatGPT and said, oh, I like business, I want to be an entrepreneur, what courses are there? You wouldn't get that level of depth on ChatGPT than you would get with us. And especially if you're looking at niche courses like horticulture or different courses, like say if you're interested in computer science, there's so much computer science course out there, but there is a crazy amount of niche computer science based engineering, audiology, stuff like that, that you probably wouldn't find on ChatGPT because they're just so hard to find, which is why we've built a comprehensive database of every single college course, every single PLC, every single apprenticeship that is offered around Ireland, which is easily kind of accessed through our AI.
You're a college student yourself, of course. Do you come across a lot of people who feel like they've chosen the wrong course? And what lessons have you taken from seeing that has now come into Course Compass?
I suppose a lot of my friends really struggled with picking their college courses. And I even see it around me now. One of my friends is actually going to be dropping out of the college course that we're doing at the minute. And I just think it's down to that they weren't given the guidance that they deserved while they were in secondary school. And I don't blame the career guidance counsellors at all. I just blame that there wasn't a system in place where the guidance counsellor could have gotten around to all students. And I suppose I'll tell you the story. My friend, he was eligible for HEAR. So HEAR offers you extra points on top of your CAO points that you get and allows you to get into college courses in a different band. And I knew he was eligible for this, but he was just never told this when we were in sixth year. And I said to him, I said, oh, like HEAR is closing tomorrow. The applications, have you filled it in yet? He's like, no, I don't even know what that is. I was like, yeah, just go to the guidance counselor there. He'll let you know. And essentially the guidance counselor was like, oh, yeah, I'll meet you tomorrow. And then HEAR applications had closed at that point. So then CAO results came around. He didn't get his first choice. He ended up going into his fourth choice college or something like that. And he dropped out within the space of a month or two. And I just was looking at him. I was saying, you've just lost a whole year of your life because you didn't know about this certain thing. And then come June time the next year, he was given HEAR. He applied in February, he applied, and then June came around and he got it. He got accepted for the HEAR program. And then come August, he got the college course that he's always wanted. And now he is really, really happy. He's doing the same course as me. He's just a year younger than me and he's absolutely buzzing and he wants to be in no better place. But, you know, it always is in the back of mind that he lost a year of his life because of that.
AI is becoming a huge part of education. It's obviously a big part of how you're helping people find their route to education as well. There is also a concern, though, that students are becoming too reliant on it. What would your view be on that debate?
Yeah, I suppose it is very difficult to kind of stop the use of AI with students, but you have to take it on board. The whole world is changing at the minute, and if students don't learn how to use AI, they probably won't get a job in the future. Like every job in the future will probably be some sort of AI essentiated role, something around AI. You'll always be using AI for something, maybe except the blue collar jobs. But even with the blue collar jobs, for logistic reasons and stuff like that, you'll still be using AI. But that's why I wanted to incorporate it hugely within Course Compass. We obviously offer our psychometric testing, which is backed by AI, but which is also a reason why I have so much different career. So I offer career investigations. We offer career investigations, which are PowerPoint slides on different careers. And it kind of goes through a lot of different careers going, like, for example, finance. It would go through day in the life of finance, what a salary would be like, pathways to get there, and kind of gives a bit of a metric on how safe you are in terms of AI. And these are all made by real research. All these PowerPoints are real research backed. And it gives a bit of an insight into why you need priority for AI, if that makes sense.
How do guidance counsellors and parents fit into the process? Like, is Course Compass designed to complement rather than replace traditional career guidance?
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing, I suppose, that I'm trying to get across is we are made for guidance counsellors to use. So we offer a platform where students can sign up in schools and they're allocated to a classroom and you can take it like Microsoft Teams. They're in a classroom and the guidance counselor is there and then they can allocate our tests to the students and then the students get the results. They can complete the test, get the results. And if they're not happy with them, they can flag it or write in a little note to the guidance counselor saying, I'm not happy with these. I don't really want to do this. And then the guidance counselor can arrange and schedule a meeting right on Course Compass with them, say, okay, I'll meet you 9:30 on next Tuesday. We'll talk about this a little further. And with the guidance counselors then have real hands-on kind of stuff with us as well. We have 130 worksheets which they can use, which range from helping first years to like transition period within secondary school, and all the way up to sixth years and picking their CAO choices, or third years and fourth years picking their leaving cert subjects. We have all worksheets for these. And then on top of this, we have the students and guidance counselors look at kind of accommodation. As I was saying, we have accommodation guides. We have Susie eligibility, here eligibility, there eligibility forms, stuff like these that are kind of hugely overlooked within schools, that it is all on now a one interactive platform.
What has the response been like from schools and from students and from career guidance counselors who have used the platform already? Have we had any success stories that have stood out?
Yeah, to be honest, it's, especially on an individual basis, it's been overwhelmingly positive. We've got a huge amount of positive feedback. Maybe one or two horror stories where it might have broken down, but we got that fixed straight away. And literally, I think I ran a statistics there recently. 98% of students who've completed the course Compass test have used at least 3 of their recommendations on their actual CAO. So that will probably be the top 3 or the top 5 or something like that. But that is a crazy statistics. Like myself, I only put down about five subjects on my 5 courses on my CAO. So I couldn't believe it when I got that much feedback off the students. And then in terms of schools, we were at a conference there recently with over 450 principals of secondary schools in Ireland. And it was a conference, it was in Killarney, 3 days. We were there and we were actually getting mistaken as a different company. There's a company called Compass, which is like VSware or Tyro, where it's like an access management system where you see all the students take the role and stuff like that. But so we had that kind of benefit of principals coming up to us and saying, oh yeah, I'm using Compass. And then I said, no, we're actually Course Compass. And then once they started listening to us, it was solving such a big problem in schools. A lot of guidance counselors are kind of dealing with too much students. Like my school in particular, my secondary school, we had 120 students all looking at different paths, and we only had 2 guidance counselors for them. And then one of our guidance counselors actually became 6 throughout the year. So we only had 1 guidance counselor spread across 120 students. So it is very, very difficult for them to deal with all the students. And then you have to take into account the students in first, second, third, fourth, and fifth year all going through major decisions in their life, like trying to get a part-time job, like trying to pick their leaving cert subjects, which is why we've kind of built a lot of features for them as well to help them make these tough decisions throughout secondary school.
Before I let you go, Stephen, if you could give a piece of advice to a student who might feel a little bit overwhelmed at the minute about what the future holds, whether they pick the right course or maybe they've just finished the Leaving Cert and they're waiting to see what offers they get, what advice would you have for that overwhelmed student?
I suppose I always look at a quote, it's what's for you won't pass you by. And a big thing is just don't look at things that can go wrong in a negative way. Look at it in a way as you're just going down a different path. And I suppose that's just a huge thing. And things always will work out in the end. And I'm a true believer in that. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, just always, you can reach out to me and reach out to anyone. Always, there's always someone there to help. And universities, especially clubs and societies, once you're there, or if you're not interested in universities, there's always somewhere else to go. So I would say that, yeah.
Stephen, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat to tell me all about Course Compass.
Thanks so much for having me.